Okay, so here we are. Call number one for Tuesday, 3 p.m. group for Manifest Your Man 90-Day Challenge to Attracting the Relationship You Want. I just want to extend a huge acknowledgement to you on the call. And I know there's a few people who are going to be who couldn't be on live with us, but they're going to be listening to this on the archive site. So I'm going to send you a link to that and a passcode so that you can listen to this later, take notes. There will be exercises there. You can download the audio so you can take it with you on the go if you would like. But I want to begin by just acknowledging you and honoring that in you that said yes. Because anytime we make a commitment and make a declaration in two forms that represent the most valuable commodity we have. And those two forms are our checkbook and our date book. We can determine the amount, what our priorities are. If you're ever wondering what your priorities or what another person's priorities are, if you want to know what your man's priorities are, you can look to those two things. Those are indicators of where of what we value most. You know, we don't get any more time. We can't create time. We all have a finite amount that we've been blessed, that we've been gifted here on this planet. And so where we choose to invest that time matters. And it says a lot about our values. And so you have decided with this group to invest, number one, a weekly call, an hour a week, in yourself, in creating a relationship experience that makes you come alive, that is meaningful and rich and fulfilling and thriving. And you're investing in that. And that says a lot. That says a lot to me. That says a lot to the people in your life. It says a lot to the world that we live in life. Life can read that. And it automatically, by virtue of you calling in, listening to these calls, making that decision, the moment you made that decision, all things began to shift. And I believe that the world orchestrates itself by virtue of the decisions we make and the actions we take. So I want to acknowledge that decision that you make. And the second value, there's two value indicators. One is our checkbook, or excuse me, the date book we talked about. The other is the checkbook, is where you place your money value. And so you invested significantly in yourself with this program. And I don't take that lightly. I honor you for that, and I want you to know that I'm going to give you my very all throughout this program, and I want to take this beginning period and sort of set the agreements, because for the next 90 days, you and I are engaging in a relationship together, and with any great relationship, there are always expectations, and there are expectations that we know that we have. So the questionnaire that I sent you, and almost everybody sent me that questionnaire back, but there's still a few out there. But in that questionnaire, one of the questions that I was very strategic in there is, what do you expect from me in this program? And then also, what do you expect from yourself engaging in your learning and your growth and your action throughout this program? And the reason I think that's an important question is because in any great relationship, there are known expectations, and then there are also hidden expectations. And we don't really know what the hidden expectations are until they're not being met. And then we realize, oh my gosh, I had an assumption about this. And when we come up against a hidden expectation that's not being met, how do we deal with that? So just an example in a relationship, a hidden expectation might be that the guy that you go on a date with, the day after you go on a date with, he's either going to call you that night, the night you go on the date, or the next day. And if he doesn't, only if you're like, huh, gosh, he should have called me by now, would you know that you had that hidden expectation. Or perhaps you know, perhaps that's not a hidden expectation. Perhaps that's one that you've already realized for yourself. But they come up in all sorts of ways when they're met or when they're not met. And so in this course with me, number one, you can expect that I'm going to give you everything that I can. You're going to expect that there are certain circumstances where I might not know the answer. But one of the values that I have is an extraordinary network of experts. And I don't claim to have all the answers. I don't claim to know everything. I've done an amazing amount of research and have a huge amount of experience in this particular realm, so I will be able to bring you a whole lot. But if I don't know the answer, you can expect that I'm going to be straight up and honest with you, and I'll say, you know what, I don't know the answer, but I'm going to find out, and I'm going to bring it back to you. So I will be able to leverage the resources and the access and the network that I have to bring you the very, very best. And you can expect that I'm going to be honest with you. So this particular coaching experience, I had the option to do this one of two ways, this particular course. And the first way was in giant lecture format, where I could have reduced the price significantly and sold a ton of the course and had 1,000 women on the line, and it's me just teaching for an hour and then giving homework. And that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to run a coaching program where you and I are interacting and we're engaging. I want to hear from you. Like, I want to hear your stories. I want to hear what's going on. I want to hear the action that you took this last week. I want to hear the wall that you hit up against. I want to hear the frustration, you know, that you're battling and how you move through it. And I want to hear how you're working these principles that we're going to unpack throughout this program together. And so one of the things you can expect from me is total honesty. I'm going to be honest with you about my journey, and I'm going to be honest with you when there's perhaps a tough coaching moment. So I don't believe in brutal. I don't believe like in the tough love and making people feel bad and all of that stuff. No, I'm a man who, you know, I'm going to wrap you up in love and I'm going to support you, and you have me in your corner. That's one thing I'm very proud of. You've got me in your corner. I'm going to be your biggest fan, rooting you on, supporting you, uplifting you, championing you to create the life that you really want to live. And sometimes as a coach, it can be, you know, the feedback can be the breakfast of champions. So if I hear something, you have my commitment that I'm going to bring you the tough, real, honest questions, okay? And vice versa, I would expect that you're going to be honest with me, and you're going to bring me your best, and you're going to participate and play full out and engage in the exercises and engage in these calls and bring me as well. If there's a way that I can support you additionally, I would love to hear that. And so with these expectations, let me actually get over to this sheet here. Okay. So here's how the calls are going to work. This call is a little bit different because it's an orientation call, so we're going to spend some time up front orienting you to how the program works. But then as we get into these calls, what will happen is I will do some engagement, some check-in in the beginning, you know, how was your week, and do some check-ins with you. Then we're going to dive into the lesson for that week. And after that, I'm going to be asking you some questions. So the lesson that week will be also embedded in coaching and engagement questions. So again, this isn't the type of call where you're just going to sit back and listen to me lecture for an hour. I'm going to open up the lines and I'm going to call out. I'm going to say, hey, Doris, you know, what does this mean to you? Or, you know, hey, Lynn, tell me about how do you see this particular thing? And because I know one thing that I really appreciate about great teachers is they don't believe that they have all the answers, but the premise that you have genius in you also, and that one of my jobs is to help you tap into that, help you pull that out and activate and really shine your best self and bring your best self forth through this process. So I'm going to only mute the lines when necessary. If you know you're in a cafe and it's busy, go ahead and mute your line. That's *6. But otherwise, we like to keep these open. So if you can be in a quiet place so that we can keep these open, it helps with keeping the communication fluid and going back and forth. So if you can hear me and if you're still with me, just say yes.
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 All right.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, very good. So we're going to review the agreements. Oh, one more thing. As far as how the calls go, one of my goals is that we become friends through this program as well, and that you create great friendships. You know, and that Lynn and Doris, who knew you guys are both in Maryland? Perhaps you guys would strike up a great friendship. How cool is that? But part of why we want to share on this call is to create a space of connection so that you not only enrich your lives with a romantic relationship, but with additional friendship, because we're all on this journey together. Where, you know, I'm on this journey too, every day seeking to deepen my relationship with my wife. The journey, as you all know, the journey doesn't end when you get married. That's when it needs to be, you kick it into an extra gear. You know, how do we continue to go deeper? How do I continue to be authentic, to be vulnerable, to be more connected, to be more present in the face of monotony and routine and work and all of that? How do I keep this thing that I've created alive and thriving, right? So I'm going to be sharing my journey with you as well, and creating these great friendships is one of the ancillary gifts that can come out of this program if we choose it to be so. And so I invite you, if you're not part of the Facebook group already, send me an email and we'll, with your Facebook email, and we'll invite you to the group. Look for that invite in your Facebook emails. Someone was looking for it in alerts. It actually comes in the Facebook email section, because I invite you, but you have to say yes, you want to be part of the group. And the Facebook group is completely private, so nobody knows you're in that group. Nobody can see what you write. It's completely private, completely invisible to everybody who is not a part of that group. So it's private just for us to be able to engage, and that's a really fun way to connect as well. So reviewing the agreements for this particular call, the first one is confidentiality. What is said on this call stays on this call. Now, you can share any of my stuff with anybody that you want. You want to share the lessons that you're learning, or a principle that you learned, or a strategy, or whatever, with your girlfriends, with the guy you're dating, and say, hey, what do you think about this? You can absolutely do that. But as far as anyone else's story, so if someone's sharing about a past relationship or a current dating situation that they're going through, or something that happened in their life, a past experience, that we collectively create a safe place, meaning that you can share your story anywhere you want with whomever you want, but other people's stories stay right here and is confidential. We are going to record these calls. They're being recorded and they're being archived for just your group. So just the people on this call in this group are going to be getting access to that page. Otherwise, it's completely locked down. It's completely private. And nothing will be shared publicly without your permission. So maybe there's a great story that comes out of this. You know, you meet your man and you end up getting married. And I'm saying, hey, can we use that for the Man Code book? And you say, yes, sure, of course. So, but if I'm going to use anything in this group, I will absolutely get your permission first and foremost. The second agreement is respect. And the foundation of respect are two things. Number one, honesty, and we already talked about honesty. And the second is keeping agreements. And that means that it comes from me. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. If there's an unmet agreement or an unmet expectation, the rule on these coaching calls is to go direct. And what that means is that if there's something that you need to share with me or somebody else on the call, you know, if you strike up a friendship and there's an unmet expectation, that you go direct to that person, so that you would come direct to me and say, hey, you know, I really wanted this download and it didn't come through, or so, you know, whatever the case may be, it could be a million things, but that you go direct, because we're here to serve you and make sure that you're taken care of and that you get your needs met. And so what that doesn't look like is, you know, going to other members of the group and stirring things up, but instead keeping it clean, going direct, asking for what it is you need so that we can make sure that we take care of you. The third agreement is participation. So I asked you what your expectations of me were in that questionnaire, And just to let you know that, and what I loved is so many of you wrote, your expectation of yourself was to play full out. And I want to honor that, and I want to commend that. It's interesting because everything we've always wanted is right on the other side of our comfort zone. And that comfort zone, that sphere, if you will, the border of that comfort zone, the border of the life we've known, the experience of traversing that border is lined with fear. And anytime fear is an indicator as we step out into something new, is simply an indicator that our life is expanding. So a lot of people have developed a relationship with fear that is a retreat relationship. When they experience fear, it's a signal for them to retreat and to go back into safety, go back in their comfort zone. But fear is really is an indicator that, oh, your life is about to expand. Your life, 99% of the times, very rarely, I mean, if you're standing looking at a lion and you're feeling fear, that is a retreat signal. It is get your butt out of there and get to safety. But very rarely are we looking at a tiger or a cobra or something that's actually life-threatening. 99% of the time in our daily lives when we feel fear around something, it's actually a signal that our life is about to expand. And so there are going to be challenges. I chose the word challenge very strategically in the title. This being a 90-day challenge. There are a lot of programs out there where you get to stay in your comfy, cozy condo. And as my friend Marnie Batista says, she loves that phrase, the comfy, cozy condo, wherever your comfort zone is, you get to stay in your house and you don't have to take any action. And all you do is the energetic work on yourself and your mindset and your feeling tone. And that's all you do. And there's really no external action that gets taken. And it's much more safe to just kind of hang out in the comfy, cozy condo or in the comfort zone and do that. This program is about results. And results come from actually not just thinking and feeling things differently, but doing things differently in addition. It's about taking action. And typically, it's in that zone of action, which is where the fear kicks in. That's where we call it the terror barrier, that wall of fear. It's like, oh, do I really want to do this? So my encouragement to you and my expectation is that you challenge yourself through this program. You challenge yourself and you pour yourself into the questions, the engagement questions we have at the end of every call. You challenge yourself in the engagement activities that we have at the calls for that particular week, and that you live just on the other side of that comfort zone, because that's really where you're going to see the biggest results in your life. And the fourth agreement, and I added this one for this particular call because I think it bears mentioning, is that I'm going to ask a little bit that you trust the process. There might be periods where you're thinking, God, why am I doing this? Or I've already done this, or it might not make 100% sense to you, but I'm going to ask that I'm going to let you know there is a rhythm, there is a method to the madness, so to speak. There is a process that we're unfolding, and so that you trust the process throughout this 90 days, because each section is laid in very strategically to help position you and set you up for the maximum amount of success. So how do you get what you need out of this program? It's simple. Is ask for help. Ask for help. I want to encourage you, often in the coaching that I do, I think it's easy for people to feel like, oh, I don't want to be a burden, or I don't want to be, I don't want to really ask for the help that I need, and I don't want to be bothersome or needy or any of that stuff. In this program, I want you to ask for the help that you need. So send me an email. And here's how to ask for help. There will always be time for Q&A on our coaching calls here. And I also added another Thursday call at noon for an extra coaching call so that you can get the help that you need. So if it's not urgent, right, if it's not like he's texting you and you need to know, you need to know how to respond, or this is urgent, or you had a big make or break fight, and you need some some strategy on how to ground, whatever the case may be. If it's not urgent, bring your questions to your group call or the Thursday Q&A call. Okay? Or post it on the Facebook page, and I can interact with you there, or the other women can interact with you. Or if it's urgent and you're like, this is super time sensitive, go ahead and shoot me an email. And like I said on our webinar, I'm very good about getting back to emails within 24 hours. Each of you have a special email address signature in my inbox so that when you come in, you're super highlighted. So I'm very good about getting back to emails within 24 hours. But occasionally I go and we do these big training events. So actually this weekend we go into a two-week training event where we're certifying coaches. And so sometimes we do that twice a year. So that's actually the time of when it's a little bit more difficult to get back to emails. But I will. You have my word. I will do my very best to get back as fast as I can. So a word about the Facebook group, just to make sure that we're all on the same page around the Facebook group. Here's the best way to use the Facebook group. Use the Facebook group for personal things for you. What's going on in your life? You know, share something fun that happened today. Share what you're looking forward to, the intention you're setting. If you're nervous about something, you know, you say, hey, I'm going on this date and I'm really nervous about this, or I'm going on this date and I'm feeling like, you know, I've got the same old paradigms or belief systems running into my head, share that stuff on Facebook. You know, that's a place for encouragement. It's a place for support. The things to avoid are, you know, bring your best. Bring, if you're feeling low and you want some encouragement and uplifting, post that on the Facebook group. But what to avoid is don't, in some other groups we've had in other industries, not this kind of coaching program, but other industries, you know, people start loading up the Facebook group with quotes and memes and pictures and articles to stuff that aren't really related. And so I would ask that keep that kind of stuff off. You know, don't worry about the memes and the articles and that kind of stuff. Keep this group for its purpose about connecting, engaging, sharing personal things that are going on with you in your love life, and encouraging and supporting others. If you come across a great quote that inspires you, go ahead and post it, or a great meme or something funny that lifted you up, post it, but share why it matters to you, not just like some marketing post, right? Share why it's personal, why it matters. And I'm going to share with you, there was a post that someone shared with me yesterday. And I showed it to my wife, and it literally brought her to tears. It was so inspirational. So I'm going to share that with you, and I actually have a question that goes with it that's part of the lesson for this particular call. Okay, so next I'm going to give you a quick overview of what our journey together, what this 90 days together is going to look like. So you can kind of get an overview of the landscape of the land, okay? If we take 90 weeks and we divide, or 90 days, excuse me, we divide that into weeks, it gives you just over 12 weeks. It's 12.8 weeks. So we have basically a 13-week journey that we're on together, which I've included 14 calls. So one call at the beginning, one call at the end, spanning over 13 weeks. So we're getting 14 sessions together. During our time, I've divided this up into, it's really, if you look at it, it's like 3 months. And so these are 28-day cycles is how we're approaching this Manifest Your Man journey. So the first 4 weeks, what we're talking about is we're creating a mental and emotional set point that will help you become not only the best version of yourself, but happier, more confident, more fulfilled, more in love with you, more in love with your life, on fire with what you've got going on in your life. And so this centers around creating a vision for what it is you would love. It centers on, during these weeks, we're going to take a look at what are called upper limit problems. And I'm going to share with you more about that as we get into it. We're going to talk about hidden blocks, things that keep us stuck, how to look at those, how to remove those. We're going to talk about how to release ourselves from any emotional or energetic ties that might be holding us back. We'll do some forgiveness work, and we're going to be designing the life that we love, not just the relationship that we love, but a full-on, well-rounded, fulfilled life that you absolutely love. Then the next 4 weeks is about creating a new social set point. So we have the mental and emotional set point, then we have the social set point. Because like I said on the webinar, your ability to create connections with people, whether it's a romantic, potentially romantic partner, or whether it's just a potential friend, your ability to connect, to create new, original, authentic connections with people is directly related to you attracting and manifesting the relationship that you want. So creating new social set points is what phase two is about. And it's about, we're going to cover generating, like, what goes into authentic confidence. What are the components and makeup of confidence? How can you generate that in yourself? We're going to talk about generating social momentum. And how do you create these new social connections, both online and offline? And I know everyone's got opinions about online and offline, so we're going to talk about those. We've also got some surprise bonuses for you that I'm very excited about that I'll be bringing you in this course. And we'll talk about those more later. I just wanted to give you a sneak peek. We've got some surprise bonuses coming your way. And then the last 4 weeks is about transitioning the social set point and creating social momentum, right, to work for you rather than against you in attracting the relationship you want, to full on what creates attraction in men, what builds connection in men, communication secrets with men. We're going to talk about online dating, offline dating, like I said, how to create a life that is really rich in opportunity for you. Effective communication, how to get through make-or-break moments, because it's one thing to create and attract the beginning of a new relationship, but then it's another to know how to navigate that relationship from the beginnings to a, hey, here's what we can create together, and here's the vision for what we're experiencing together. How does that conversation look, and how to navigate make-or-break moments in those conversations that come up. And then also what we call relationship pacing when you're with a guy and how to navigate that as well. So that gives you a quick overview of the 90 days. The very last call that we have will be a celebration of all of the action that you've created, all of the results that you've created internally and externally. This is week 13. And then also continued growth. And here's a word on expectations for results. My encouragement for you is to keep your focus on the effort that you're making and the growth that you're experiencing. Because as you keep your focus on the effort that you're making, the action you're taking, the growth you're experiencing, rather than on the results will come. I guarantee it. The results will come. Some of you, you might end up this week attracting the relationship that you want. It might, just by getting in this specific zone, that happens. Sometimes for me, it took longer. It took longer than I would have liked. I had friends get in relationships when I set onto this journey. You know, one of my buddies got right into relationship. And for me, I dealt with comparison despair. So one thing that I'll warn you against in this program is comparison despair. So if, Doris, you end up attracting a great guy next week and you're launching into this relationship, for the others, I would say there's a temptation to compare our results to someone else's and to say, oh, she's got a date and she's got a relationship and I don't yet. So resist that temptation because everybody is on their own journey and everybody's results will unfold in direct proportion to their own lives. Okay, so the whole point of this is that we're on this journey together, but you're doing this for yourself, you're doing this for your results, and your results may come in 90 days, or they may come, it may take a little bit longer than that, But I guarantee you the results that you're going to create within yourself, your skill sets, your confidence will take a quantum leap in these 90 days. So this is your moment. So I invite you right now to relax. Go ahead and move your shoulders around. I know you've been listening to me for a while. Take a nice deep breath in. And exhale. Another nice deep breath in through the nose. And exhale. Now, since I've been talking for a little bit, do you have any questions for me at this point? So, Doris, any questions for me?
I haven't really had a chance to go over your questions and all yet because I told you I was out of the country last week, and so I'm just coming back to bad weather and kind of a little out of focus. And I thought I was going to be on Wednesday, so I had extra time, but only to find out that I got moved to Tuesday. So I'm a little bit behind the eight ball.
No, no worries, no worries. And you can. There's a few that haven't finished the question, so you have time to fill those in. But and also, if you guys haven't received the Crack in the Man Code bonus, as a special bonus, go ahead and email us because I want to make sure that you get the access to that online program as well.
I actually sent a note to Lauren about that today. The information in Reason 2, I was unable to access that. So I actually sent her a message because she said she was the tech guru for questions. So I sent her one saying that I couldn't set up an account to start that process.
Perfect. Awesome.
Yeah, I
had
that same trouble too.
Okay, thank you. I thought maybe it was me. I tried a number of times, okay, unsuccessfully.
No, I did
too,
and Lauren sent me a password and login, so she'll get you the right stuff.
Okay, thank you.
Definitely.
Right on. So I see a couple others have dialed in. So do we have, if you didn't check in at the beginning, tell me your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Karen Saba. I'm calling from L.A., and I'm confused because I thought I was supposed to call in tomorrow. And I'm fairly sure I just landed from Idaho and Utah, so I'm a little not sure where I am right now.
Well, no worries, Karen. You very well may be on tomorrow's call, so we'll make sure that you get in the right group. Sometimes the very first week there's orientation happening, and so making sure people get in the right groups and whatnot is getting ironed out. So if you're confused, don't worry. We'll make sure we'll follow up with you and get you in the right group, okay?
Okay.
And then who else is on the line?
Karen Gordon from Michigan.
Hey, Karen. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great.
And you got an email from me saying, hey, we're on the line, three of us, but nobody's here. It's because I had put it in my calendar originally with the other code.
Oh, gotcha.
So.
Okay. I got it.
Ignore my email.
You got it. No worries. So this is our moment for intentions on this
call.
Wait
a minute. I didn't tell you I was on. This is Patty Bittner in Virginia.
Oh, hey, Patty. Right on.
Hi. I was one of the other three that was – I was on a different number and a different passcode. But I got
– Well, I'm glad you got on this one. This is great. And this is being recorded, so if there's any piece you missed, it'll be uploaded and you can listen to it at your convenience, okay?
Great.
Right on. And anyone else? I see a 313 area code. Is there someone who hasn't checked in yet?
That would be me in Detroit.
And
Karen Gordon.
Oh, Karen. Okay, great. Gotcha. Just want to make sure that we got everybody covered. So this is our moment, and we're not going to do this on every single call, but this being the opening call, what I'd love to do is just hear your intention for this, because I know that you wrote this to me, but this is really declaring it to the group, okay? So what is your intention for what you're bringing to this 90 days, and what would you love to create? So Karen Gordon, would you love to, would you be willing to start and to share what your intention for what you're bringing to the 90 days and what you'd love to create?
Yeah, and I'm just trying to find what I wrote to you because I'm still at work in the middle of the business day, so I'm trying to get my brain back in it. So give me just a second. the reason I signed up for this is I want to find a relationship with someone that that truly loves me, that I love back, the right person, not just settling. So I've put my career in front of everything for the past 25 years, so I'm willing to and ready to change that. So that's why I'm here.
Right on. Thank you for sharing, Karen. Hey, Patty, would you be willing to go next?
Okay. Let's see what my intention is. Just to learn everything I can learn and get in a different space so I am attracting wonderful men instead of these crazy dingbats I've been fooling around with.
Okay. Right on. Awesome. And Barbara, how about you?
Well, I haven't sent mine in. I forgot all about that, but I will. But just generally what in my mind is that I want to first evolve, or at the same time, evolve myself into being and showing my authentic self, because for most of my life up until lately, I have an intricate barrier between myself and men because of my history, and I've been unpacking that with, you know, you and your mom and other people, and so I'm feeling much more comfortable with myself, but at the same time, I'm sort of rustic. I'm just, you know, I'm not very fully developed, but I want to work on myself based on what I learned from you, because ultimately, I want to attract and create a relationship with a soulmate in the love of my life. And I want to be the person he's looking for, and I want him to have the traits and so forth that I'm looking for, and I'm still trying to identify exactly what that is. But overall, I'm in a really great spot. The best I've ever been. I have the most positive attitude about men and about myself that I've ever had in my whole life. So I just claim that it's going to happen. I just know it is.
Right on.
And Matt, you have seen me develop. So you know where I'm coming from. It's just amazing. It's just
right
amazing.
On, Barbara. Yep,
especially
you've done
the programs I've been in.
You've done already a ton of work, and I'm really proud of you. And so, well said. Awesome. And Martina, would you go next, please?
Yes. The girl has, what they said is pretty much everything that I'd like to do. I think I just add to it. It's probably just kind of more learning to be, I don't know, more bubbly and more interactive with men and be more confident. Because, I don't know, if I see a man in front of me, I just look at the floor, carry on, and I don't talk to anybody. Hmm. So I think just to be able to, I don't know, speak with men.
Mm-hmm. And what would be, as far as the intention with what you would love to create around this? You would love to speak to men. Are you wanting to create a committed relationship? Do you want to just date more? What's your intention?
For the next 90 days, and pretty much, I think, for the next, next year, really to date men, to get to know them more, and
okay.
to really meet somebody who I can become really good friend with, and then think about the future.
Wonderful. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you sharing that. That's good clarity. And Lynn from Maryland, how about you?
Hi, Matt. My intention or what I'm bringing is positivity, support, encouragement, success, and learning about myself and new skills. And what I'd like to create is a loving, supportive, committed, mature, communicative relationship with one special man.
Love that. Thank you for sharing. And Priya, are you on the line? I'm not sure if your line was the one that got muted or not, but are you there, Priya?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm still here.
Wonderful.
My intention is to can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My intention is to create a loving, balanced, reciprocal, satisfying, mature relationship. And what I want to create is taking 100% responsibility for the way I'm showing up in my life, in relationships, and in my social life, as well as in my career.
Love it. Thank you, Priya. And Doris from Maryland.
I haven't filled my sheet out yet, okay? So I don't have such a clear understanding of what it is I'm going to be looking for as all these other young ladies, okay? But I want to have personal growth, okay, without compromising values, and then have that be the entree to a gentleman with comparable sets of values.
Right on. And you're looking for a committed relationship, Doris?
Committed, yes, but not marriage.
Committed, yes, but not marriage. Wonderful.
Correct.
That's good. That is good clarity. Right on. And I believe, do we have Karen also? Karen in California?
Yeah, that's where I am.
Okay.
So I actually am looking for, I would like to bring vacation, Karen, and because whatever energy I have on vacation is clearly quite impressive because, man, I got hit on a lot this weekend.
I love
and
it.
That seems to not come around in, like, L.A. Karen. So if I could merge vacation Karen with L.A. Karen, that would be fabulous.
That is fabulous. I love it. And where were you on vacation, just so we get a picture?
I was presenting in Idaho at Idaho State University yesterday.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I had some very interesting conversations at the airports with very random strangers since our plane ate a bird on Sunday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a very, very, very adventurous couple of days, let me tell you. But all the conversations I had were with random men who just started talking to me.
There you go.
So that's why I would like to bring Vacation Karen to L.A. Karen and have them meet and be friends and join as one so that I can find my husband and create my tiny humans.
Love it. We can do that. Okay. and so you're in it for your vision. What you would love is to meet a man, get married, and start a family, I hear.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, great. And let me see. I think Patty's on mute. Is there anyone who is not that I missed? Anyone that I missed?
Molly.
Molly, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, Molly.
Yeah, it's great to hear everybody's plan. And I think the thing that stands out for me is just wanting to be able to show up in my relationship more authentically. Because I think what happens to me is I tend to feel lost. I don't have a problem starting up the relationship, but as it progresses, I begin to feel more and more lost in the relationship. And then I become resentful and all kinds of things start happening. So that's one thing that I want to make sure that I can learn in the next 90 days. And then the other thing is I think the authenticity part is important. But also just, I love that idea of really creating and living the life that I love and knowing that that will be a really supportive part of my relationship.
Love that. Well, that's a perfect segue, Molly, because that's what we're getting into for this final section of this call. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to finish this out with the lesson for this call and the engagement activity, the action step for this week. And then I'll keep the lines open for Q&A if you guys have anything that you want to address, if any specific questions that we can talk for another 15 minutes with Q&A and then close out the call that way as well. So there's two action steps, engagement steps that we want to launch from. The first one is a place of commitment that all great changes in our lives come from a platform of a decision that we make. And decision has its Latin roots in desear, which means to cut away from. So we're cutting away old thinking. We're cutting away old belief systems. We're cutting away old patterns. We're cutting away old workaholism. We're cutting away old ways of being that don't serve us in the life that we want to create. Because the desire that we have for this relationship is linked, Molly, to what you were saying, creating a life that we love. There, you cannot separate these. This relationship and the life that you would love living are intertwined. It's like pouring two separate sands together into one jar, and they're mixing up. You can't take them apart again, that they're creating this beautiful design. So the first place is to come from this place of commitment where you are claiming for yourself that you are stepping into a life that you would love living. You're making the decision, you're making the commitment, and you're making the commitment that you're attracting a relationship that you want. I know that might sound obvious on one hand. Like, well, of course, I already made the commitment. That's why I signed up for this course. But it's not always that simple. It's like signing up for a gym membership. We say, yeah, we're going to get in shape together. But just having the gym membership doesn't mean we actually go. It doesn't mean that we actually do the work. And it certainly doesn't mean that we push ourselves beyond that which we've done in the past. And so step one of this week is about really accepting a commitment for yourself and claiming that commitment that I am creating a life that I love and I am committed to attracting a deep and meaningful relationship. And because oftentimes what can come up in the face of claiming that is a feeling of, God, am I really ready for this? Is this what I really want? I'm not sure. That could bubble up. Or sometimes what comes up, and we're going to talk more about this next week when we get into hidden blocks, but you may experience some of this week, is, do I really deserve this? With where I am in my life and what I've done in the past and who I've become, do I really feel like I deserve this? There was a guy that I was coaching, and this was his big block. He said, I felt weird about committing to having this relationship because there was a part of me that felt like, should I be allowed to want this? Is this something that just gets bestowed upon a certain few and others don't? Or can I really want this in my life? And this whole idea that maybe this round isn't right for me. Maybe it's not in the cards for me this time. And really overriding that, saying, no, you can have anything that you want in your life. That this life delights to bring us the things that we're willing to become. This life delights to bring us the things that we're willing to go after, the things that we're willing to claim, the things that we can say in full authenticity, yes, I want that in my life. And you make a commitment to saying, I'm willing to receive this and create this in my life. The other fear that sometimes comes up is this fear like, well, if I say I really want it and it doesn't happen, then what? And that was mine. If I say I really want this and I'm really going to go after this, it was much easier for me to kind of haphazardly go after it, to partially go after it, and then make the excuse that, oh, I'm just super busy right now, or I'm not really ready. Because if I really go after it and I don't manifest this, oh my God, what does that mean? And it's so funny because that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because I wasn't really going after it, because I wasn't really committed, because I wasn't really open, therefore I kept myself stuck without it. But I always had my excuse. I always had the excuse of I was too busy. Yeah, I'm not really trying right now anyway. How many follow? Do you guys follow, understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So step one is about this full-on commitment for you. And what I'm really interested in with this, it's a very simple step, but what I want you to pay attention to is what bubbles up for you as you make this commitment. Because here's what I'm going to ask you to do. It's not as simple as you just thinking this. What I'm going to ask you to do is every morning, I'm going to ask you to write this out with your right hand and also with your left hand. Now, I know that you probably, your left hand, or depending on what hand you write with and your, is your dominant hand, the opposite hand is probably going to look like a kindergartner wrote it, and and that's okay. But what happens is it actually activates a different part of your brain, and it starts to connect your whole being together when you write this out from not just a dominant perspective, but from your lesser perspective also, the non-dominant perspective. And so I'm going to write this down and put it on the archive site, but I want you to write, and you can change the words to fit you and your style, but here's an example of what I want you to write. If you don't want to use your own words, you want to borrow this one, absolutely write this one. But I am committed to attracting a deep and meaningful relationship. So, Martina, I know that you said you just wanted a date. So you can write, I am committed to increasing my dating experience and dating X number of men, however you like. But I am committed to, and then whatever the experience you want to have, I am committed to attracting a deep and meaningful relationship. That phrase. And your homework assignment, part one, is in the mornings. I want you to write that phrase with your right hand, and I want you to write it with your left hand. And then carry that piece of paper with you throughout the day and just glance at it throughout the day. And pay attention to what comes up for you. It might be full-on commitment, I'm ready, no problem. Or it might be some other stuff might come up. And then here's part two of this exercise, okay?
Right. Can you read it one more time? Just to
yes,
make sure?
Absolutely. I am committed to attracting a deep and meaningful relationship.
Okay.
Simple. I'm committed to attracting a deep and meaningful relationship. Now, if you want different qualifiers in there, you want different qualities in there, you can make it whatever you want. But the most important thing is I am committed to, and then whatever experience you want to have. Okay. And then let me get to.
And then all during the day, you read it and you notice how you feel when you read it.
Yes, you read it and you notice how you feel and what's coming up for you as you read that. Okay, let me get back to. Okay, now second part of your homework for this week is to begin to blueprint out a life that you would love living. And here's the power of this. Some of you are well-studied in personal development. Some of you have read a lot about how you create results in your life, the law of attraction, and success principles and all of that. And some of you, this might be the beginning of your journey in that realm. And so I want to bring you back to a moment on that webinar that you watched, and maybe some of you actually emailed me say you didn't even watch the webinar, you just signed up. But there was a moment on that webinar where I gave you the results formula. And the results formula is very, very simple, but it goes like this, that what we think about most gets converted into our feeling tone. Some people call it your vibration, your vibe, right? Sometimes we say she's got a good vibe or a bad vibe. I really like her vibe. What does that mean? That's her feeling tone. Well, our feeling tones actually broadcast out beyond our skins. This is not woo-woo. This is science. This is physics, that how you're feeling, other people tune into that. So your thoughts cause your feelings. Your feelings, by law, get expressed into your actions. So how you're feeling determines how you show up to work that day. It determines how you shop in the grocery store. It determines what you decide to do on the weekend, how you feel, you're going to make different choices. So feelings get expressed into our actions, and it's our actions that give us our results. This is the law of cause and effect. Thoughts cause feelings. Feelings cause actions. Actions cause results. So what causes our thoughts? If thoughts are the first cause of our results, then what causes our thoughts? It's our belief systems, right? And we're going to talk more about belief systems next week, but most people don't realize the power that they have in their hands to create their reality, because all of our results first start as a thought in the mind. If you think back, all the great philosophers, all the great theologians, all the great scientists, all the great thinkers, all the great successful entrepreneurs over the past thousands of years, they've all really agreed just on this one point, that we become that which we think about most. So the idea then, but it's funny, even successful people, even highly successful people, they say they know this, they say they understand this, but if you look at their life, they really don't, because if they truly believe that they become what they think about most, they would spend a larger part of their day designing the life that they would love living. Most people live life by default, by they just accept whatever happens to them. They live life by other people's agendas, other people's, you know, desires, rather than creating it from the inside out. So this is your time. This is your opportunity to create the life that you would love living. I want you to imagine right now that I'm handing you a blank canvas, this beautiful, big, blank canvas. And it's got wood on the backside. It's heavy. It's durable. It's thick. And it's in front of you. And this is, you can design, this is your life, and you can design anything that you want. And we're going to use the faculty known as your imagination. Most people use their imaginations to terrorize themselves. Most people use their imaginations to come up with what we call the worst case scenario. You know, God, what's, they worry about the worst case scenario, what's, and they imagine all this stuff. 99% of it never happens. Very few people use their imaginations in the positive direction, which is, what would I love? What's the best case scenario? If it all worked out, what would happen? What would I love for my life? And so that is your homework assignment for this week, is for you to paint a beautiful picture with words. Okay? You, this is for you. This is for nobody else. This is for you. Is, what would you love your life to be like in the relationship space that you want? So if your relationship is a committed marriage or a committed partnership, what does that look like integrated into a life that you would love living? If your relationship life is you dating a bunch, what does that look like as a life you would love living, right? And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to email you these categories, but you can take a pen right now, and I want you to write these down. So what does your relationship – there are different domains I want you to talk about, okay? When I say talk about, you can write about these. This is for you. I want you to create a beautiful picture of what does your life look like in these different categories, okay? So what does your relationship look like between you and the person that you're with? So questions are, you know, what kind of connection do you have with this person? What kind of communication do you have with this person? I kicked it off a little bit in the questionnaire, which is, what qualities would you love to have in your man? But I want you to paint me a couple of pictures. What do you do on the weekends together? What's your romantic connection like? What's your sex life like? What do you guys do for date nights? And just pick a couple scenarios. It doesn't have to be super long, but paint for me that picture of what this relationship life looks like for you as a best case scenario. What would you love? The next category I want you to write is social domain. So one, we have the love domain, you with your person, or you with your many people, if you're dating, right? The next one is social domain. How does this relationship fit with your social life, with your friends, your family, holidays, the fun that you want to have? You know, I had one client attract a man. Her whole thing was, I don't want to live together. I don't want to spend the holidays together. I just kind of want a casual boyfriend that we can hang out every once in a while. That's what I really, really want at this stage in my life. I've been married. I don't want to take care of a man. I want a man to just go and have fun with. I've made my money. Now I want to go play. And that was what she wanted most. So she created that. But without a picture of that, it's hard to create it. Without a design, people end up creating default. So the social life, the next one is work domain. How does your, and when I say work, it means it could be the work you're doing now. How does your relationship fit into your work domain? Do they support you in what you do? Do they encourage you in what you do? Do they meet you after work? Do they greet you when you get home from work? How does this relate? What does your workspace look like in relationship to this partnership that you're creating or your love life? Okay. The next is health. What is this? What does your health look like as it relates to this partnership? Do you guys do activities together? Do you eat healthy? What would you love? What would you love to create with this person around health in your life? The next one is personal development. And this is the last one. Personal development, religion, or spirituality. Is do you have a spiritual connection with this person or a religious practice with this person? Are you going to church together? Are you reading personal development books together? Are you going to seminars together? How does that area of your life, the growth factor, relate to this relationship? If you could have it any way you want it, you're painting a picture here. Just say, oh, I would love to do this or I would love to do that. Or, you know, this area isn't something that you know, reading books with this person really isn't something that fires me up. This area, you get to design however you would like. So as a recap, we have the love domain, so between you and this other person. We have your social domain, friends and family. This includes travel. And I'll send you this breakdown, but I'm just giving you the notes that you can take now. Friends, family, travel, fun, holidays, that's your social domain. Your work domain, so this is your purpose, your passion, what it is that you're doing, you know, and if your work isn't something you're passionate about, I want you to also include how does this person help you become more alive in what you're bringing to the world. And that's a tricky one. You may not even know what that is yet, but just do your best, saying, I would really love someone to help me. And I've always wanted to learn piano. I've always wanted to develop my voice. How does this person help you become a more expanded version of you? Okay? Then we have the health domain and the personal development, spirituality, religion domain. So your homework assignment, your action step, is the commitment piece. And then also, sometime throughout this week, I want you to journal. I want you to create a vision for your life, a life that you absolutely love living, and how this relationship is integrated into that life. Does that make sense, you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is an opportunity for questions. Do you have any questions about that particular action step that we're going to take this week? And then if there aren't, we can open it up to any questions that you're dealing with right now. I have one more announcement to make, but any questions on the action step?
I have one about the writing, left-handed, right-handed thing in the mornings.
Yes.
Is that just for this week? It's Karen, sorry, from LA.
Oh, hey, Karen. That's just for this week.
Okay, so it's not the full 90 days.
No, you don't have to do
that
the whole 90 days.
Not that I'm skimping out of being committed to that or anything, like writing my standards for 90 days. I'm okay with that. I just want to be clear so I know, I hate to say it's the size paper I need.
Exactly. No, I appreciate you asking that question. That's a great question. And that assignment is for this 7 days.
Okay.
For these 7 days that we get back on. And it's really about you creating that habit. And creating that awareness and seeing what bubbles up for you, if there is any resistance, and becoming aware of what that is.
Okay.
I have a question. It's
sure.
Martina. Is it going to be creating a problem if I change what I want in the middle of the course of the 90 days?
I would expect that most of you are going to change what you want throughout this process. So no, Martina, that is not a problem whatsoever. You can absolutely change what you want. And this blueprint that you're creating, this vision that you're creating, and Barb has done this a lot with our company, this is a living document. This is something that's going to evolve as you evolve. It's something that's going to expand and grow as you expand and grow. You're going to take stuff and say, a month ago that was important, but I don't really like that. I'm going to change that and evolve that. So we're going to be working with this document more than just this week as far as the vision goes.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks.
Okay. But these are great questions, you guys. Any other questions? Okay, so this first 28 days that we're engaged together, my encouragement to you is to relieve any pressure on yourself to meet guys, to date guys, to go out. This, my encouragement to you is for these 28 days, the first 4 weeks, is you can almost think about it like a dating detox. I'm not super hardcore on that. Like some of my colleagues are like, you cannot go out with a guy even if he asks you out and all of that. I'm not as hardcore on that. It's mostly an energetic thing. The focus, I want your focus on you. I want your focus pouring into yourself and creating, really nurturing yourself, loving yourself, and creating a phenomenal foundation. That's what these 4 weeks are about. And then, believe me, we will do plenty of engagement and activity and opening and connecting and helping you in all the activity ways with creating connections with men in the following 2 months. But this first month, I think you're going to get the most value if you take any pressure of checking your online profiles and, you know, or striking up new connections with men. That's not what this first section is about. It's really about putting the intention and focus on you. Okay. So if you're currently dating someone, you don't have to, you know, tell them, hey, look, I'm going to go into a cave for 4 weeks. You don't get to talk to me. It's not about that. But it's about you really focusing on yourself. So that wraps up the lesson portion of this. I do want to keep the lines open for Q&A if you guys have some questions that you would love to just get knocked out right away. I'll stay on for an additional 15 minutes, so that will take us to right about 4:30 Pacific time. So if you need to drop off, because I know it is late for some of you and you've got dinner to get going and other things to attend to, you can feel free to drop off. And if you have questions, I will hang out.
Thank you, Matt.
You are welcome.
Matt, it's Martina. I don't think I have the questionnaire, or I might have missed it somewhere. Would you mind to resend it to me, please?
Absolutely. And Martina, if you could send me an email.
Yeah.
So that way I can have Lauren send it over to you. Just send it. You've got my personal email is mattboggs, mattboggs @gmail.com. And I'm going to make a note also, Martina, right here.
Okay, so I'll email you, and also I'll ask you for the login for the conference call for a different time.
Yes.
If you don't mind, just send it just in case again, just so we're clear where I am. Hello?
Questionnaire. Yeah, I will, and I will email you the different time and make sure you get plugged in on that for Wednesday. And you've already gone through this call, so you don't have to get on tomorrow unless you want to, but it's virtually the same call that I'm doing for the three groups.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
So you've already knocked yours out. Good job, Martina.
Okay, superb. All right, and nice to speak to you.
Likewise. Have a great night.
Thanks. Bye.
Hi.
Matt, it's Karen from LA. How do we access the recording? Because I finish work technically at 5:30, and then I start class at 5:30 on Wednesdays.
Okay.
So I'm essentially going to be the last half hour of work listening to the calls tomorrow and then dropping off to go to class and then picking it back up when I come home to listen to it. How do I listen to it?
So the calls, the recordings of the calls will go up the next day. So we'll download it tonight. We will upload it to the website, and then we'll send you an email that says, hey, here's the web page with the passcode.
Okay.
And you just put it in, and you can download it right there to your computer and then put it in. A lot of people, they'll download it to their computer, and then they'll put it into their iTunes and have like a playlist, a Manifest Your Man playlist. Or you can listen to it right online. So I think from your phone, you can just click the link and then enter the passcode and then press the play button, and then you can hear it right there on your phone directly off the web page also.
Okay. And then I have a dating question for you.
You got it. Yeah, let's.
So I have this guy who I've never met, and he's been – I really want to text him back and say, okay, I understand you're eager to meet and just chat, but, dude, you're coming off a little strong. Back off.
How did you
meet
him?
I met him online.
Which site?
Through JDate, which is really not my favorite site, but I was bored at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And we chatted a little bit, and then, like, I've, you know, been in Idaho at a conference, and when you're at a conference, you're kind of busy. You don't have time to be texting all the time. And the guy has been insistent on, I mean, up till last night at 10:45, he goes, hey, what's up? And I didn't respond. And then this morning, hey, good morning. Have a great day. I'm like, oh, dude. Slow down there. Calm down. And can I tell him to back off? Because I'm about ready to say, I don't ever want to have any communication with you. You're just kind of creeping me out.
Yeah, it does. It does appear that way, especially you haven't even met this guy.
No. And I don't know. It could be a cultural thing because he's Israeli and he's maybe just really excited. I don't know, but it's like small puppy syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and those kinds of things are important to pay attention to, because that's relationship pacing, right? And unmet expectations. That's exactly what we're talking about. Like, you have a certain set of expectations for how you like to do relationships. And it doesn't mean that his is wrong and yours is right, or yours is wrong and his is right. It just is different pacing, right?
Okay, so how do I let him down?
So if you... Tell me this, have you had a phone conversation with him?
No, and that's what he's chomping at the bit to do.
Are you open to having a phone conversation with him? Like, does he
I don't
you
think I
to
am.
Okay.
No, I think he's just, like, completely soured the milk with his eagerness.
That's what it sounds like to me from listening to your energy. So what would be the best case scenario for you?
For him to go away. Because I feel like
okay.
I made a mistake by giving him my number.
Great. Well, then the best way to do it, you know, rejections are never easy. But, you know, we call it the samurai sword method. You know, what you don't want to get, like, if you're going to, the samurai sword method, meaning if you have to die by sword, you would rather have it be swift and painless as much as possible rather than small hints, you know. And that a lot of times women like to avoid conflict and they're not willing to just be direct. And so it's like getting stabbed a million times, you know. They're not responding and this and that and what's going on. So the samurai sword method is just to tell them, hey, look, I don't think I'm interested in pursuing a relationship with you, and I wish you all the best.
Okay.
Simple, clear, direct. Yeah, wish you all the best. You know, thanks for your text. I'm not interested in pursuing a connection with you, but I wish you all the best.
Excellent. And did you, I sent you an email last week, but I don't know if you got it.
Let me, and was it, what was it in regards to? Was it your questionnaire?
It was not, because you responded to that. I emailed you to your personal email, just kind of reintroducing myself to you. I met you several years ago at Principia.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You know what? That did come across. Can you re-forward that to me? So it's at the top of the box, and I'll make sure I connect with you.
Sure.
Right on.
Okay.
Thanks,
then
Karen.
I will see you on Thursday.
Okay.
Have
see
a good
on Thursday.
Night.
Right on.
Bye.
All right. Any other questions that you guys have?
I do. I have a question.
All right, Barbara.
Well, you know, I had a wonderful experience. I mean, the very day after I finally got to listen to your video last week, I was in my little small neighborhood in the middle of Houston grocery store, and there was a really nice guy in the next line that, I mean, he offered me and another lady to go in front of him, and so she did, and I just casually said to him with a big smile, you know, wow, what a gentleman. You know, you're a vanishing breed. And it just kind of rolled out. And, you know, then he said something, and then I said something, and he was so, I mean, he would be my ideal man. He reminded me of the horse whisperer. He had that kind of personality. And up until then, that day, I'd been trying to come up with what was I looking for. And when he spoke to me like that, I mean, he even asked a strange question. I've never had anybody ask me, where were you born? That was strange. And then he's a quarter horse. He works in a town on a real high-end horse ranch. He's a quarter horse specialist or something. You know, he's good with animals. But that's what I say. It was just an amazing conversation. But he had in his basket a floral arrangement. And so I just assumed, I mean, I just, you know, after a minute I quit talking to him. It was time for me to go in my line. But I'd like to know how I could keep that conversation going. I mean, I just assumed he had somebody. But maybe he didn't. But that's what I do. I just kind of dismiss real quick any flirtation, because it's just not something I've ever been able to do successfully. Even just, well, we'll talk about it another time, but not long ago I had a fantastic evening of dancing, and four different guys were just, you know, standing in line behind each other to constantly pass me back and forth and throwing their business cards to me, and I left there in a total panic. In fact, I called your mother. It was late at night. I was just, help. I'm scared.
So attracting the guys, you're having some great success in connecting with, sounds like, men, and some quality men at that. And so tell me your question specifically, Barb.
Well, how do I learn how to engage those conversations? Because it's like I only know how to, it's kind of like a cuckoo. I know how to run out and say, cuckoo, cuckoo, and then run back in.
That is funny, because that's exactly what it feels like. There was a research program on last night that was showing that our brains, literally, we become, without knowing what to say and what to do and without having that practiced, you know, that when we're practiced at something, we've got confidence in that because we've been there before. We know how to handle ourselves in that situation. There was this huge research study done where they tested men in this one area. I won't go into the details because it takes too long, but tested men in this one area, then had them be interviewed by four beautiful women, and then tested them again, and every one of them scored worse after being around the beautiful women, is it almost made them a little, you know, made them less smart. And I think that's all of us. When we get around someone that we're interested in, it's easy to get tight and to not be authentic and to be our worst self, you know, to be the awkward us rather than our best self that we're like with our best friends. So there's a few things that you can do. One thing I want to acknowledge, Barb, and for anyone listening, what a great opener. What a great opener that you said to him, where you said, wow, what a gentleman, you're a vanishing breed. I want to unpack that, because I don't know if you know, Barb, how genius that line is, that phrase. Everyone online, borrow that because it's wonderful. Here's
Can you
here's
repeat
why,
this, please? Do you mind?
Say it again?
Would you repeat the line, please?
Sure. So the man opened, the man let her go in front of her in the grocery store. This also works if a man opens a door for you or does anything chivalrous. She said, "Wow, what a gentleman. You're a dying breed."
All right. Thank you.
Vanishing breed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Even better. You're a vanishing breed. I love it. Now, here's why that's great. Number one, men, one of the ways that triggers attraction in us is we love to be appreciated for things that we do. What we do is tied to our self-worth. It's our competency, right? What can we provide for you? What can we do for you? So if you acknowledge us for something that we've done for you and appreciate us and celebrate us, that is an attraction trigger. It speaks to there's a part in the male brain that gets fired up. The second thing that's a wonderful comment is because anytime you can help a man feel unique or special above and beyond any other guy, especially if you can help us stand out beyond other men, that's another attraction trigger. When we feel unique and special around you, we automatically associate you as unique and special to us. You guys follow me with that?
Yeah.
So when you say, "What a gentleman," now you're acknowledging what he did, you're a vanishing breed. Now he is one of a few left on the planet that is chivalrous and an amazing man. And I love that. So you did a great job opening up. So then obviously you're in a conversation with him because you found out that he's a quarter horse trainer.
Yeah.
Right? So
yep.
So you moved from the opener, which is the opening of a conversation. How do you actually get eye contact with someone and open this conversation in a way that is fun, is playful, is engaging, isn't dry, but is entertaining? If it's entertaining to you, it's going to be entertaining to him. If it feels boring to you, it's going to feel boring to him. So our job is to, if nothing else, entertain ourselves in the process. So the more fun you're having, Barb, the more fun he's going to have. So I would say look for ways, so as a concept, look for ways to extend the conversation, to continue the conversation in engaging ways. So it all plays off of, there's two ways to do this. One is circumstantial. Like if there's something happening around you that you can talk about. So, you know, if you're at a wine tasting event, and now you can talk about the different wines, and you can get his opinion and his recommendation, and you can have that conversation go into a whole bunch of different directions. So you can use things that are around you. If you're at a bar, you're at a sports bar, and there's something on the TV, you can talk about, hey, what's going on with that, and what's your opinion about that. If you're at Whole Foods, you can, you know, ask the guy for his opinion on which of these two supplements does he think would be a better choice. You know, that you can't decide, and you would love, as I said in the webinar, the small favor example. If you're already going into the conversation, then the goal is always to seek out values, not facts.
Right.
Seeking out values rather than facts is just much more engaging to people, and it reveals. So what it means is.
That conversation I didn't have. What was that?
So why questions? Oh, quarter horse. You know, what got you into that? Why did you choose that over the million other things I'm sure you could have done with your life? You know, how did you get into that? Or if you say, you know, I had an interest, and then you could take the question into a completely different direction. Like if you're looking for something to say and you guys are talking and the conversation is going, you can say, you know, someone asked me an interesting question the other day. I'd love to get your take on this. you know, if you woke up tomorrow, you didn't have to work, you could wave a magic wand to do anything you wanted to do, how would you spend your day? You had unlimited money. How would you spend your day? And now you're going to get from him exactly what matters to him most at this moment in his life. He might say, I'd go down to Africa and volunteer for kids. Or I would open up, you know, if I had unlimited money, I could do anything I wanted. I would open up a horse ranch and nurse horses that, you know, had broken legs back to health. Or I would, and he'll talk about the things that matter most to him. So you're seeking out his values.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Barb?
Uh-huh. And what I wanted to ask him was, what I wanted to do was say something about those flowers so I could find out, was he in a relationship or not? And I can't think what I would have if I would have replayed it.
So if he's standing there with flowers?
You don't see men with flowers unless they're for somebody.
There's two directions you can go with flowers. Right? One direction
mm-hmm.
is, oh, your wife is the luckiest woman in the world. Look at those flowers. Look how nice you are.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
then just and make that comment. And then he'll say, oh, no, these aren't for my wife. This is actually for my sister. It's her birthday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right? So you literally just make the statement. It's the assumptive statement and letting him correct it. You know,
okay.
he might say, yeah, we've been married 25 years, and then you know. Now, a little bit more bold move that's a little more flirtatious and playful is for you to say, if a man's got something that you want, say, oh, you shouldn't have. That is so lovely. Thank you for getting those for me. And you'd say it with like a smile, and you're flirty, and you're just being playful. And you can walk up to a man who's you know got anything in the grocery line. Oh, I love your choices. Thank you for getting this for me. And it's real fun,
okay.
And it's real playful. But then he'll say. Then he'll say, no, these are for my – I would love to get you flowers, but these are for my sister or whatever. He'll help to clarify.
Okay. That's
and
cool.
we're going to – believe me, in month two, we're going to go into a bunch of openers, things that feel authentic to you, and because not everything is authentic to every person. So we're going to give you a bunch of choices, a bunch of things that you can say – in the most common places in life where you might be presented with the opportunity to create an opener with a man, right? So we're gonna talk about.
We may be out of time, but I just want to ask one more thing, because if that conversation had gone on, I do not want to give my phone number out. I know what she brought up earlier. I've already gone through that.
Mm-hmm.
Should I just make a little cute little card, something that I can give people my email on if I want to?
No, that's a – well, I don't want to say no directly, but here's what I would suggest. If you have a card with your email on it, I would suggest you can always carry a pen with you.
Okay.
So now you're having an opportunity to write down your information. And it shows that it's a little – you're actually going to an effort to write something down for him. Exchanging
okay.
cards is in the realm of business. It just kind of feels and smells too much like business. If you have a card
well,
here, call
it,
me.
Yeah. Well, it's still suffocating to me that four different men were just shoving their cards in my hand. I'm just so nervous about it.
Well, then you can always say, I'm a lady, and I don't pursue the man. If you would like to reach out to me, I would be happy to give you my email address. Right?
Well, that's after they had all asked me for their my card, and I wouldn't give it to them, so that I guess they just assumed, well, I'll just give her mine, and then I suppose they all saw one give them, and then the others thought they'd give them too. I tell you, it was a wild night.
Yeah, so what the, and we're going to go into how to build, you know, one of the things
that
men, how to build attraction, how to build connection. I'll give you a little preview. One of the things that really drives men wild, like we love it, is challenge. It's an attraction trigger. And what I'm not talking about is being hard to get. And a lot of women misunderstand challenge. And they'll say, oh, they make it super hard to get. It's not about that. It's about allowing us to earn your favor and allowing us to add value to your life in so many different ways that that we know that we're earning your time and earning your favor based on how we're showing up in the relationship with you. So one of the ways that you can do that, Barb, if you don't want to give, and I'm not saying you should never give your phone number out, but if you're uncomfortable giving your phone number and you feel more comfortable starting with an email, that's how my wife was. She would not give me her phone number. I'll tell you this, though. It almost backfired on me, on her. Like, I almost was like, oh, I don't know. I almost wasn't up for her. Because she played so hard to get, my wife did, in the beginning. I almost didn't make it through. So I'm not saying you have to go to that extreme. But so here's how you do it. If you because she wasn't even showing signs of interest. My wife wasn't even like I was she wasn't even showing signs that she even was remotely interested. So that's why I didn't almost make it, because I didn't know if there was any hope. But you show signs you're interested. You know, you're flirting with him, you're smiling, you're having a great conversation, and then he asks for your phone number and you say, "Well, why don't we start with my email address?" You know, and if you say, "Why don't we start with my email address?" And, you know, if you do a good job there, then maybe we can upgrade to the telephone number. Ah, now he's got a goal. Now he knows how to Now
we'll
he knows how to earn. Say again.
We'll go to the platinum level.
Yeah, you'll go to the platinum level. Exactly. Now he knows that he can actually earn his way to the phone number. It's not a never. This is very clear. This is a very important point. It's not that he'll never get it. It's not that it's out of the question. It's that you just don't give that out to strangers. But
right.
But a man who can earn it, then you'll give him the privilege of your phone number and talking you up on the phone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can say, hey, why don't we start with my email address, and if you do a good job with me, then maybe I'll let you have my phone number.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. All right, you guys. Well, wonderful first call. Again, congratulations, y'all, for signing up for this course. I'm privileged to be with you and looking forward to a great time together. And I will send you an email highlighting the homework for this week, and I look forward to connecting with you. If you want, I will have also an open coaching call on Thursday, so you can dial back into that. But if I don't see you then I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Matt.
You got it. Have a great night, everybody.
Thanks,
buddy. Ditto.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.